All right. So in this episode, I want to talk with you about something really personal. A lot of people confide in me that they don't feel smart enough to create content about a topic that'll be valuable to other people. So in this episode, I'm going to help you get over that fear so you can start serving people and enrich their lives with the brilliant thoughts that are rolling around inside your head. Boom.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, let's do it. This is a topic that we should have talked about a long time ago. People confide in me often about, you know, I believe the power of video and I recognize how it'll help get my company out there. But candidly, I don't really think I got anything smart to say. And I'm uncomfortable that people will think that I'm not smart or that my face is associated with not being smart. And I think I got a lot to add here. I can help you. If this is a problem that you've struggled with, this is pretty much the whole first half of my life. I struggled with learning disabilities and was afraid and ashamed to speak up on topics that were education related. But then once I started to learn how to get over my learning disabilities and really work around it, basically I look at it like I'm creating detours, alternative techniques to get me to the end goal that other people naturally don't have to do. Once I learned how to get around that and how to properly prepare myself, well, then I became a talk show host, which got me to the next issue. When you're a talk show host or live on-air talent, all damn day long, every single day, you're talking about topics that you don't know anything about. It's just the God's honest truth. You can't do 4 live hours of radio and try to lift up people and inspire them and give them the latest news and information if you don't think you can add value into their life. So here is the tip that every talk show host, every reporter will use on a daily basis, and it'll help you overcome the struggle that you don't have anything valuable to offer people. Because when you're creating content, you've got to drop a knowledge bomb, right? It's got to be something that somebody's going to look at and they're going to go, oh, wow, that was worth my time. So here's how you do it, and the shortcut, you should take notes on this. It changed my life and took me from somebody who doesn't want or didn't want to share to somebody who feels like they could share anything that's out of my wheelhouse and add value. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to commit. If you've got a topic that you want to weigh in on, you're like, I identify that I want to talk about this topic. What I want you to do is go and read a minimum of 3 articles. Oh yeah, well, Todd, that's not that big of a secret. Well, the first thing I want you to do is read 3 articles. Those articles should all be within the last 6 months. If it's past 6 months, it feels like water under the bridge, the data's old. Make sure that when you go and select these articles, I often use Google News and then select by time, so the most recent articles by those searchable key phrases appear at the top. And what I want you to do is go and read 3 articles from 3 reputable news sites. Pump the friggin' brakes. What is a reputable news site in this world today, Todd? Pretty much none of them. I'm a member of the media. Former member of the media. I'm willing to admit that almost none of them are reputable. But go and select, I don't know, something that feels like it's reputable. Who knows what's reputable today? And then I want you to read those articles and I want you to pull out important data from each of them. And don't panic while you're doing it. Like, I'm not the best reader in the world. I'm not the most comfortable reading out loud. I'm not the best note taker. I'm dyslexic. I got a lot of anxiety inside of me when I'm reading something and I get impatient and then I transfer it over to paper or type it out, copy, paste, put it onto another document and start to look at, as you were going through the 3 articles, now organize the material. Once you start organizing the material, now you've got three different sources. You've got quotes on that topic, some data, some information. Then think about, how do I start? How do I walk into this topic with people? And then bring them through the information that you discovered by doing your research, right? And typically that would be, and then give them a takeaway, okay? Give them a business takeaway. People love business takeaways. You've got so much knowledge. Once you start looking at all the information from the three articles, the latest stats, the latest quotes, the latest developments, now you've got something that other people who didn't read those three articles could benefit from. Do you see what I'm doing here? Now I'm getting you to the point where you've prepared yourself. So whatever you share becomes something that you're sharing from a position of authority because you did some research on the topic. You can bring that information in an organized way and make sure you give people a business takeaway. Example, your business takeaway from this episode is you have brilliance to give to this world. You have the opportunity to go and do research and then collect it, organize it, and then tell people what it means. So let me tell you what this means for your business. If you go to Google News and you create searchable phrases, I've got all of these searchable phrases. That's how I do my Toddcast, right? So I'm just basically showing you how I prepare for doing a Toddcast, but I also would use this as a talk show host. So inside of Google News, I've got my searchable key phrases. Just to lay my cards on the table, what are my searchable key phrases? Facebook, video, Twitter, video, remote selling. These are all different searchable key phrases. Snapchat video, Instagram for business, Instagram video, Facebook live. And all I'm doing is I'm going through those and I'm letting Google pull the latest news and information that's happening in the world from like 10,000 news sites, and it populates it from the ones that just happened 1 second ago to all the way at the end, like the one that happened last week. And so every time I come in, it's fresh for me. I go, I grab information from three different sources, boom, pull together. And your business takeaway is, this is where I add value, create your Google News tracking for your topics. So the next time you want to get out there and you want to start developing relationships, you can easily go through the articles, see the different news, find something that's of interest to you. If something's of interest to you and you want to spend the time doing research, you know it's going to be interesting to other people that you serve. At the core, you've got value to add to people. You've got value to lift up their lives. You have an opportunity to serve them. Just organize it. Think about what you're going to say and how you're going to walk them into the topic and the business takeaway. And now you've got something that you can put your big, beautiful face on that camera and speak with confidence while using a teleprompter or slides or a selfie video. And now you can push it out on social and start being a thought leader. And if you do your prep, you won't have any reason to doubt yourself because you're going to be pulling it from sources that are reputable, from people that they've already quoted, from data, from studies that have already been done, and you can add that into other people's lives and lift them up so they can accomplish their goals. Listen, I think that's the best thing. There have been many times in my life where I've been on air and a news story broke on a topic that I knew nothing about. And it scared me in unbelievable ways because, like you, if you're experiencing that, like, I don't know what kind of value I could add to other people's lives. What it really means is you just haven't done the research yet. So do the research, make it part of the fun thing that you do instead of reading about the news and about the election. Read about your industry. Think about the value you can add. Do your research. Then put yourself on camera and do it so many times to where you get that topic. It can flow right out of your mouth and other people will benefit from it. And they won't think for a moment that you aren't smart enough to add value into their world. Boom! Boom!